Getting back to this issue of metastatic disease and prognosis, I'm curious what your take is on the bevacizumab data that, as you mentioned, came out a couple of years ago with the Taxol ECOG study. How are you approaching management of metastatic disease and specifically chemotherapy and the issue of bevacizumab in a non-protocol setting right now?
I'm discussing it with patients up front in the first-line metastatic setting in combination with taxanes, but I really haven't been using it in second, third, fourth-line therapy. And it's hard to know, you know, so many of our patients now have received taxanes in the adjuvant setting, and I know that trial did include some patients who'd had adjuvant taxanes, but a lot of times the taxanes aren't necessarily my first choice in the upfront setting because so many of my patients have already received them.
And what do you do then?
I usually start with capecitabine because most of my patients have had anthracyclines and taxanes.
What about the issue of capecitabine and bevacizumab?
The data we have so far combining it really didn't show any improvement in survival. So for such an expensive medication, I haven't felt overly enthusiastic about using it in that setting. Although last time I looked at the NCI website for bevacizumab, there were like 40 active bevacizumab trials in breast cancer, so we're going to have a lot more information.
What's been your experience clinically with using bevacizumab in terms of hypertension and other problems? How easy or difficult has it been?
I've found patients tolerate it quite well. I mean, I have had a few patients with issues of hypertension, but I haven't seen it as a major problem in the management of those patients.